Hello, welcome to A Lift to Work. This is Tina.
And I am Kate, and this is episode 3 of our exam preparation series. So you're there, sitting
You're in your seat. Yeah.
in your chair. How are
Or
we
in
doing,
the car.
everyone?
Yeah. Sorry.
So you're sitting in your chair, you're looking around, and you're raring to go because you've listened to our other podcasts in this series. So you know what you've got to do, and you're
You
ready.
are so ready.
Yeah.
So, in this space that you've been given to sit this exam and share your learning with the examiners, you're going to create a number of different things. So, the first thing you're going to do is you've been breathing, you've been doing Kate's great breathing. So, you know your body's in a really settled state. You're going to organize all your things on your desk. You're going to put things where you want them to be. So, you're going to get your pencil case out and your papers and everything. And everyone else might be writing by now, but you're just going to take 30 seconds a minute. You're just going to get yourself organized in your wee space. So that's the first thing you're going to do.
Then the concentration bubble. Now, we spoke very briefly about this last episode. So, what's the concentration bubble? The concentration bubble is something you surround yourself with. This is about your visualization. And inside this bubble is you, and only you and your thoughts, and anything else doesn't matter. You
Yeah.
can't see anybody else. You don't care what they're doing. It's got nothing to do with anybody else because this is all about you. This is your bubble where you are safe, you are secure, and you absolutely know that you've got this.
Yeah.
Now, your concentration bubble can be any color you like. It can be whatever color you want it to be, whatever color helps you concentrate. So, can you see it? Have you got it? Yeah. Make it a little bit bigger. Surround your desk and about a meter either side. Because you need a little bit of space, don't you? You got it? Fabulous.
Perfect. So you're inside your concentration bubble, and now you know you can access all your learning. Now, one of the things to do that's really helpful is honestly, you won't be worried about what everyone else is doing because they might not have listened to these podcasts, so they're not as ready as you are. But you're going to take a piece of paper and you're going to start looking at the questions, and then you're going to spill out all your learning in any format that works for you. You might be visual, you might draw pictures, you might do a mind map. You're going to jot down everything you're about to do. If it's an essay type assignment, you can put it all on a piece of paper and blurt it out so that then when you prep for writing the main thing, you've got all these ideas to the side of you. And if something additional pops in your head and you say, oh, don't forget to mention the giraffe, you can write down the word giraffe and you won't forget. So you're going to access the answers that you need. And if you've got an assignment that's a bit like an essay answering question type thing, you'll do it like that, or you can do it
Yes.
like that. But otherwise, you might be answering multi choice, or you might be answering things in a different way. So you can go into your little library in your brain and access everything you need that you put in there when you did all your studying. How might that work, Kate?
I think that would work very well. And actually, you can apply this to maths as well. So you're any of the maths formulas that you may well be working with, jot those down. So you don't have to pull them from the recess of your brain every single time you need to answer a question on that related subject, whether it be, your what do you do first, your brackets or your subtractions, which sum you do. I know that now because I've been doing year six SAS learning, Tina.
Very good,
But
very good.
it's there. So
Yeah.
blurt it out.
And use your imagination. So, if you think, oh God, what was it? What was it? Just take a moment, take a breath, close your eyes momentarily and think, there I am. I'm just going inside my head for a moment, picturing myself at my desk or wherever it was I did my studying, imagining myself opening that book, imagining the picture that was in that book, and imagining myself reading those words and or calculations and imagining them popping straight back into my head. So just use your imagination to know it's all in there and you are quite likely to be able to access it. If you're having a blip and you think, oh, question four, nope, it's not coming to me just now. Go on to question five, six, seven, and eight, and just carry on and go back to that one later.
Yeah. The other thing to just be aware of as well is your time. So remember to you can see the clock
Yeah.
in your concentration bubble. You do have access to the clock.
Yeah.
So don't let it rule you, as in, oh, it's the time, it's the time, it's the time. Because the more you concentrate on the time, the less you concentrate on what you're doing.
And what you can do is, when you do that bit of prep on that bit of paper that Kate and I have been talking about before you start, you can think, all right, there's eight questions, there's this much time, divide that by eight, I should be spending about this much time on each question, or something like that. And you'll be great because you'll be thinking, oh good, I've done that one, moving on, I'm slightly ahead, or I'm slightly behind, but that's okay because I know a lot about the next one. So you're
Yeah.
going to be fine.
And it might be that you're like, oh, Kate and Tina, I'm like, I've done all my exams before, I know what I'm doing. Blooming brilliant. I'm glad that you do, but it always, always helps to have a bit of a recap because I don't know about you. But sometimes for me, there's always that like, oh, I don't remember. Did you just like, oh, I mean, it's been a lot. It's been about 20 years since I've done any proper exams. So if I was to do them now, I'd be like, ooh.
And you might exactly be the kind of person who feels very comfortable with all of that, but this might just give you a little bit of an additional boost and a reminder. So as Kate says, and then at some point in all of this, you're going to put your pencil, pen, or other thing down, and you're going to think, yeah, you know what, I'm done. And you can read through, or you're gonna maybe only have a minute left. It doesn't matter. You're gonna say, I'm done, and you've done your best.
And that's a perfect place to stop, isn't it, Tina? Hey, you
Absolutely perfect.
best.
So we'll see you for the next episode, which will be what can we do to have a good mind state between walking out of any exam and test and when you get results. So we'll see you for the next
Bye,
episode.
everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. This has been A Lift to Work with Kate and Tina. Please subscribe, like, and share. Comments and questions are most welcome.
And please remember, this is a light-hearted coaching podcast designed to stimulate your thinking. It's not designed to treat any mental health issues. So if you need additional professional help, please do see a qualified practitioner. Take care, and we'll see you next time.